Welcome to Moments, Moments of Faith, Prayer, and Spirituality. I'm Father Michael Emmerden of the Paulus Fathers.
Are you feeling uncomfortable? If you aren't feeling uncomfortable, you probably aren't living fully, and you certainly aren't living the freedom and grace of gospel living. I readily admit that I shy away from feeling uncomfortable. After all, it's easier to stay at home, warm, and watching TV than to go out and do almost anything, even things that I enjoy, like photography. It takes a lot of energy and a little bit of uncomfortableness to actually walk out the door and begin taking photographs. We worry about what other people will think. What's he doing taking photographs of that? Or whatever. And we shy away and we go back into our cocoons. I also have to admit that when I've allowed myself to be uncomfortable, I have learned the most. I've experienced the fullness of life. I have felt the most alive. And in those cases when I've allowed myself to feel uncomfortable, I've taken some of my best photographs. The people that I admire the most are the ones who can walk to the edge, almost daring the edge to come closer. Those people who risk not knowing something. Because in the beginning, we don't know anything, and so it's always a risk. We never know exactly how anything will turn out. In today's gospel, I think Jesus is thinking about his disciples, and he's thinking they're getting a little bit too comfortable. And so Jesus sends them out. He sends them out two by two, but he sends them out with no money, no traveling bag, no place to stay. They would have to rely on strangers for their food and for their shelter. In other words, he sends them out totally vulnerable, having to trust very deeply what Jesus has taught them. This all meant that the disciples, they were going to have to talk to strangers. They'd have to befriend people they never thought could possibly be friends. They had, in one word, they had to trust. To trust. And trust is the most necessary and sometimes the most uncomfortable feeling that we have, especially when we're experiencing something new or someone new or a new situation. Jesus sends them out to do precisely what he has been doing. Something they didn't believe they could actually do. Just a bit later in this gospel, they return, and they return rejoicing, almost stunned, saying, "We actually could do what you do." They were surprised. They were surprised by new life because they took a risk and they allowed themselves to feel uncomfortable for a time. So the question for us is, what have we dreamt about doing? And yet we thought it somehow impossible. What project have we thought about doing, and yet we shied away from it because it seems impossible? It's time, I think, to dust off our dreams, to dust off our projects and our plans, and to allow ourselves to feel a little more uncomfortable. And in that way, experience something new. To experience new people, new situations, to begin feeling fully alive. This is what Jesus came to give us, that we might have life and have it to the full. In this way, we begin to experience the grace and the fullness of gospel life, especially when we're sharing it with others, because then we can watch others share in that same life with us together.